This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm delighted to be joined by Lilja Alfreðsdóttir, who is the Minister of Culture and Business Affairs in the Icelandic government, to take a look at something that we first mentioned here on RÚV English Radio a couple of months ago. This is the new RÚV Orð service, where you're able to watch a lot of content from RÚV's player, from the Spillari, but with translation, and not the kind of translation that you might stick on if you're watching a film on Netflix. This is word-by-word, dynamic language learning translation. It feels to me like it's something that's very much at the cutting edge. I know that, Lilja, you're quite excited about this as well. As we said before the microphones were turned on, this has been in testing for the last couple of months, and the exciting news is today it's ready to go.
Absolutely. This is a big day because one of the key things as regards to accessing societies is the language. And we want, of course, with all the material that we have in RÚV, to be able to, you know, communicate this extremely good material that we have. So I think that this self-learning device, or not the device, but you know what I mean, is going to be so helpful. So this is a big day, without a doubt. And this Orð RÚV is also the way you described it. It's so important for everyone that is in Iceland that they can improve their Icelandic and do it in their own way and at the time that also suits them.
Yes, and I think what's also really important is that this allows people who are learning Icelandic to stay in touch with what is happening in the country in terms of news and current affairs, because it's not just the news, it's not just Fretir that has had this treatment, but that's at the core of the service, I think it's fair to say. How important do you think it is for people that come to Iceland? Is it for them to learn the language? Because we do know, and this is an ongoing conversation, but English is so well spoken in Iceland. Mm-hmm. People speak English so well. I think a lot of Icelanders want to demonstrate how well they speak English. How important is it that someone at least makes the effort to learn Icelandic?
It is extremely important because that's the way, I mean, especially if you are going to live in Iceland and you're going to have a family in Iceland, it's so important that you can integrate, and that's also the way that you can have access to Icelandic culture, like the theaters, like the museums, and the music that is played in Icelandic. And it's also the best way to be part of the nation. I mean, I feel the same way when I've been studying abroad. I've studied in, you know, in the US, and I've also studied in Korea. And it was so important that I was able to speak some Korean, just to be able to, you know, also get the necessary service, etc. But I can tell you, it was a huge challenge for me just to study the basic words in Korean. So I understand people that have to that move to a new country, and the importance. I mean, I wish I had something like RÚV Orð when I was studying in Korea some years ago.
Well, I go back even further to when I was trying to learn French in school in the UK about 1,000 years ago. It would have been just inconceivable to have something like this. Of course, we'll place a link to this service up on the page that accompanies this show from RÚV English Radio. But a very great deal of our audience, Lilja, is outside of Iceland, in other countries. And this isn't scientific, but when there was debate last year, I think maybe for some of this year as well, about the prominence that Icelandic should be given on signposts in places such as the airport, for example. A very, very great number of people outside of Iceland who are not Icelandic speakers, they have said to us on the comments on the Facebook page that they want to see Icelandic first. They think that it's important. Where are we with that? Where are we with giving Icelandic precedence over English? Not to the exclusion of English, but having those Icelandic words first.
We are making progress, and we've actually empowered our institutions that are under my ministry, that also just to put the obligation that, for instance, in all advertisements should be in Icelandic. It's also a consumer protection issue. So I've been, you know, working to a greater extent focusing on that. But what we've also seen is that that there are companies that are changing. You know, they had the sign in English, but they're now putting it in Icelandic and English. And that's also what I say. I think it's just important that you, you know, if you want to strengthen the presence of the language, it needs to be visible everywhere. And if it's not, then, you know, you're slowly kind of losing the prominence of the language. And for us, I can tell you, and I mean, and the same thing definitely applies to, you know, your audience. I mean, if they're, when they're interested in Icelandic or Iceland, is that, you know, we've been speaking the same language since settlement, basically. And, you know, we've been writing literature in Icelandic since, you know, the mid, basically from, you know, the mid 11th century, which is completely unique. And I mean, if the Icelanders wouldn't have been, you know, so much into their language and the words and the literature, we would not have any Norse mythology or the sagas of the Icelanders. And I mean, Iceland is the only country that can really, we know exactly, you know, each settlement since, you know, you know, around 900 or even before, which is completely unique. I mean, what other country would you have that you're reading literature that were written in, like, you know, 800 years ago, and you still have the same, the name of the farm that the story is taking place, you still have the same name today.
Well, I guess the parallel in English would be something like the Canterbury Tales by Chaucer, which is not even as old as Icelandic settlement, but in Old English, in the original English, that's pretty much unintelligible now. I have a copy, in contrast, of the Hámavol, which is part of the Eddas, which is written in Old Norse. And
precisely.
It is very close to modern Iceland. I mean, obviously, you've got some letters that no longer exist and some accents that no longer exist, but it's fundamentally the same language in very many ways, isn't it?
Yes, as you mentioned, Hávamál. I mean, Hávamál is just, you know, it's the Viking philosophy at the time, but obviously very influenced by Greek and Roman philosophy. You can see a lot of the Stoic messages also. So I think it's just so important that, you know, that we that are now, you know, living in Iceland, that we are also indebted to the ones that, you know, built Iceland, you know, some centuries ago, but also for the future generations, because we are, you know, a society that definitely wants to develop. And I think it's very important that children know many languages. I've always focused on that. But in order to be, you know, good in other languages, you need to be good in your own language and also be proud of it. And I mean, that's what we've been doing in the last years. I mean, we've been focusing on, you know, rebates as regards to issuing books, on music. So we see a lot of, for instance, the creative industries in Iceland, they are growing a lot. But then again, we need to focus on, you know, children reading more and focusing more on their studies from a very early age. So Rúv Orð is so also important, just to, you know, learn new words and also exercise that is useful for everyone that wants to be in Iceland. And the same thing would definitely apply to me if I would be, you know, for instance, living now in Korea.
The technology behind Rúv Orð, it seems to me like it's at the very cutting edge, as we said earlier on. It takes account of the progress that you make. It recognizes as you go along that you might need to see a particular word a couple of times before you register it. Equally, it seems to know that you've picked up certain concepts as you go along. It's very, very clever under the hood. It's been there for the last couple of months.
I know. Yeah. I've had the chance to play with it. I'm very excited about the whole thing because it's also feedback. And, you know, they're looking at the words that you have been looking into and they know those words. So you basically have your own study, which I think is so important. And so I'm so much in favor of it because it's so extremely important for future generations of children that have four, you know, parents of foreign origin that have settled down here And, you know, learning a new language is a challenge. We know, all know that. But it's so also good for children to see that their parents are interested in Icelandic and are putting extra work into it. And that I so much appreciate when people do it, but it also is very important.
We should also say this is free.
Yes, it is. And I mean, the main objective is, of course, to increase access to individuals to learn Icelandic, the language that is so dear to us. And, you know, like in many societies, I mean, things have been changing. We have, you know, immigration has increased. And then you put, of course, a special responsibility also on the ones that are moving into Iceland, but also the authorities, that you have this good access to the language with modern technology, and it's accessible. So I'm, as I said, very grateful and excited that this can be very useful. And I encourage everyone to use it, because one of the things that is so good about it, and you pointed out in your opening remarks, is that, you know, it's, you know, fréttir, the news, which have all the, you know, that are covering all the current matters, and also a lot of the programs that you have there. They are very, you know, these are programs that are being made today. Oftentimes when you're learning a language, you often have, like, you know, a book that is, or a program that is not as current. Mm. But of course that has changed the technology. But this, I think, is great for everyone that is living in Iceland that want to study the language more thoroughly.
I have somewhere in storage the original Linguaphone cassette course in Icelandic, which goes back, I think, to the 1960s, if not the 1950s. Things, as we say, have come a very long way. You can find the service that we're talking about at ord.ruv.is. That's ord.ruv.is. And we should also say as well, here on Ruv English Radio, delighted to say that our Oithskulith bite-sized learning sessions will be back very, very soon as well. Oithskulith, easy to understand Icelandic, that will be returning as well. But for now, Lilja Alfredsdottir, Minister of Culture and Business Affairs, thank you very much. Takk fyrir for your time today.
Takk sem leiðis og gangi ykkur vel.
Thank you very much for helping us launch this new service, details of which are on the page accompanying this show from Ruv English Radio. My name is Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from Ruv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.